Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have a laser tag party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out penaltyboxcafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Now, back to the 2012 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And today's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary banking.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here high atop the Collins Arena. We get the bird's eye view of the first of three games. Will broadcast ably, assisted as always by Brad Briascano. Here is our on-site engineer, Lauren Bajica, pushing the buttons for us back in the new studios of the Shore Sports Network.
Nope.
In Tom's River. Oh, we're still in Bayville?
Well, she is.
We haven't moved over yet?
They are on Tuesday.
All right. I stand corrected. I thought only you and Bob Levy, they were just going to leave behind there. Second quarter action up and going. Mariner basketball, they lead by one. Carrington has it. Going to bounce off to his right. Give to Singleton. Little weave up top. Singleton now feeds for Carrington on the right side. Top of the key for Blum. Singleton has it left wing. Couple of dribbles, picks it up. Colts-Neck not really extending that defense out very much. Blum has it at the right elbow. Singleton's open for a three from the left side, and he makes it. Great ball rotation from Tom's River North. Singleton pops the three, and he hits.
You know, Mariner's not known as a great shooting team, so the zone would seem to make sense. But if they continue to show patience like that, they'll get open looks.
Up court quickly is Colts Neck. 40 seconds gone by as Federici forces one from long range. And the loose ball picked up by Singleton. He's always got his foot on the gas moving up court. Blum gives back. Now it is Martin from the outside. His mid-range jumper from 15 on the left is off the mark. Rebounded ahead, and Sobieski has it for Colts Neck. Skip past Lalima, has the three, now will take it and miss. Had plenty of time to set it up. Sobieski kept it alive. Stansbury pulls it down for Tom's River North, and here come the Mariners with 6:35 to go. They lead it by four. Singleton wants another three. That's off the mark. Stansbury keeps it alive and saves it to Carrington, falling out of bounds.
Boy, good job by Stansbury, though. Now Mariners throw it away. Colts-Neck gets it back.
Up court, Federici leaves O'Reilly. The lefty fires the three. That's off the mark, and Carrington with the easy board. Martin gives for Blum. He wants the three. That's off the mark. I don't know. Everybody watched a three-point shooting contest last night in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what the kind of shot that Rory Caswell wanted from his Mariners there.
Give and go. O'Reilly for Vangelis inside. His layup attempt was an air ball contested by Stansbury, as it seems like every inside shot is for Colts Neck. Singleton working it up court. Again, penetrates past Lima. Goes glass on the right side and gets it.
Lima just cannot stay with him. I think North should keep trying to attack that spot.
That pressure again, slowing Colts Neck down just a little bit. Federici tries to dump down low. Sobieski has it on the block, going against Blum, goes to the baseline and gets his first basket of the afternoon. 20-16 the advantage right now. 5:15 to go in the opening half.
Sobieski did a nice job of getting around there on the baseline.
Singleton again. This is Martin after the penetration. Is three off the mark and short. Colts Neck out on the break. O'Reilly stops, feeds off. Sobieski, left side. Had a shot rejected by Blum at the rim. And now Carrington will walk it up court. Even a player like Blum, 6'4", can jump. And along with Stansbury, that is a tough twosome inside for Colts Neck to attack. Stansbury, fade away from eight is good. He's got six, and the lead is six, 22-16. A couple of subs waiting to check in for Tom's River North. They have some depth as well on this team. Keeps everybody fresh. Federici drives, baseline, off the glass, left side. That was off the mark. Loose ball picked up by Blum. Blum feeds off for Singleton. Drives into the lane, forces one. I think Sobieski got a piece. And now a loose ball foul will come on Carl Blum. It will be his first and the team's fifth.
Marinaccio and Williams back in for Toms over North.
Off the bounce now, Lalima feeds for Vangelis. We're at the midway point of the second quarter. Toms River North leads 22-16. The dump down for Federici. Turnaround going baseline to the left. Smooth shot right over the top of Williams. Federici, who had 12 in the first quarter, gets his first bucket here of the second.
He's got 14 of their 18 points.
One-man wrecking crew right now, keeping his team alive. Here's Williams. Off the penetration. Blum, little hop step in the lane. Right side layup and no good. Stansbury tipped it up. Back to Blum. Floater inside. This one is good. Blum with four. Lead back to six. 24-18.
Mariners doing a decent job of the offensive boards. Have gotten some second and third chances.
Vangelis. He's a guy that Colts Neck needs to get going. He's a double-digit scorer and has not really had many opportunities so far here today. O'Reilly, the other. Two double-digit guys held scoreless right now. Vangelis trying to change that. Turnaround jumper from the left elbow is off the mark. Carrington didn't have any problem grabbing the rebound that time for North. Loose ball batted up. Lalima had it. Poked away by Marinaccio. Great defensive play. And it goes to Carrington. He weaves his way up court. Marinaccio, ball fake. Stops and pops from 15 on the left side. Good.
Well, Marinaccio doing the job on both ends. The senior with the steal, and then, of course, the basket at the other end. The North lead is eight. That's their largest.
Another turnover. Blum able to read the passing lane. And here comes Toms River North on the attack again with 2:15 to go in the first half. They have taken their biggest lead, 26-18. Missed attempt by Carrington. Stansbury going to be calling for a loose ball foul. Boy, I thought he had that pretty clean over the top.
I did.
That's his second and probably going to draw him a seat on the bench. Sixth team foul overall.
You know, my argument with that call is there are too many officials that just make it automatic. If the guy who doesn't have inside position gets the rebound, yeah, he went over the top because he's 4 inches taller than the guy he grabbed the rebound from.
Didn't seem to be much contact.
Jared
Rankins has come in for Toms River North, replacing Stansbury. Turnaround here from Romanek. And he'll knock it in for his first basket from the right side, 26-20. Inside, Rankins missed it. Loose ball picked up by Lalima. Let's see with Stansbury out now if Colts Neck can make a little run. Vangelis drives, threw up a wild shot from the right side, an air ball. And Rankins picks up the loose ball, and a timeout will be taken by Rory Caswell. And I think a good timeout. You know, with Kevin, with 95 seconds left here in the half, we've done so well. Don't let it slip away with Stansbury on the bench.
Matt, I agree with you. That's exactly what he's doing here. He probably wants to kill a little clock. All he's trying to do is survive time without his top player on the court. And I agree. I think that's an excellent timeout. And, you know, if you look at this game, I think everything has gone Toms River North's way. The game is played out just the way they want. But their lead is precarious. It's only six. So, as you said, I don't think they want to give up the momentum. Not be surprised here if they hold this ball, attack the zone, and look for an easy shot inside.
Coming up after this one, we will follow with Manasquan and Jackson Memorial in the 3-6 matchup. Did you get a look at the video of Manasquan's last-second win over Long Branch the other night?
I did not.
Great video. I want to say that Matt Manley had it from
All Shore Media.
It was Tommy Toole who hit it with basically no time left on the clock, gave Manasquan a two-point win over Long Branch. They will take on Jackson Memorial, who beat St. Rose in the round of 16. Point Beach and Manalapan will wrap up our day of broadcasting. All things considered, game number two of our three starts at 2:30. The finale will tip right around 4:15. 90 seconds to go as Toms River North puts the ball back in play. Carrington brings it up court, leaves off for Marinaccio on the right side. Hand backs off to Carrington, top of the key. Stops, pops, three-pointer on the way, well short. And the loose ball picked up by Colts Neck. Here's Romanek trying to reverse layup with his left hand. Didn't get anything. And I think Tom's River North, the beneficiary of a bad shot by Carrington and a worse attempt there by Romanek.
Clearly. Let's see what they do here. I think they show patience. There's a minute left.
Marinaccio gives for Singleton. Pulls back and now resets with 55 seconds left. Colts Neck has gone man to man. Williams feeds inside Carrington. He traveled. He hasn't seemed comfortable since he came into the game for Stansbury about a minute and a half ago.
Yeah, Rankin's not really accustomed to getting the ball in that situation to move the feet. That's two bad possessions in a row following the timeout for the Mariners.
40 seconds left. Colts Neck will set up. Zone defense here for Tom's River North. Lalima goes away from the screen, gives inside Romanek. Right side layup open. Nice job. Good recognition to find the open man. Romanek's got four off the bench.
And all four after Stansbury left the court.
26-22, 20 seconds to go. Tom's River North, you would think here, will hold for one. Carrington harassed by Lalima, who comes and gives the foul. No big deal there. Just his first and only the second team foul on Colts Neck here in the half.
Yeah, fouls have gone the way of the Cougars as they have two against North six.
Chris O'Reilly, will check in.
Say, don't be surprised if they have to. They'd commit a foul here, especially with one of the substitutes in.
Sobieski back in as Romanek takes a seat.
Mariners bring in Tyler Bernath for the first time. He replaces Rankins.
Good guy to set a screen maybe to pop somebody open inside. Bernath, big wide body. Harassed in the backcourt is Williams. No foul on Jake Mullaney, and now the foul will come. For Mullaney, his first, team's third, and that kind of played into what you just said.
Exactly. The Cougars send in a player like Mullaney, who's off the bench, telling him, hey, commit a foul, break down their offensive system, because they know North's going to try and run a play with 9.2 seconds left.
In the backcourt again, so some more time will have to go off the clock as Singleton will hustle it up court, and yet another foul is called. And great job here by Colts Neck. I mean, making Tom's River North just get the ball up over half court and still with a couple of fouls to give and nobody in any real foul problems. Four players with one. Marinaccio will put the ball in play. Singleton has it. Here's Bernath. He's open from three, and he hits! I don't think that's how Rory Caswell drew it up. Tyler Bernath with a three-pointer as the clock expired, but the Mariners will take it. They will also take a 29-22 advantage into the halftime break. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back. We'll talk about scores, a little preview of what is coming up, and also a look back at that Lakewood game. The Piners as the top seed advancing. They play the winner of this one, and Tom's River North has a 29-22 advantage right now. We're back in 60 seconds with more short conference tournament action on the Shore Sports Network. We'll keep it right here. Okay. Appreciate the message there, Lauren. We're having not a technical problem. We're just redoing a couple of things back in the studio. So we will keep it right here. Lauren, if you can just give me a whisper when we could take a break, if possible. If not, we'll keep it here. Kevin, right now 29-22 in favor of Tom's River North. The quarter totals for the Mariners, 15 in the first, 14 in the second. They've had pretty good balance. You know, I think the thing for them so far is they've had, good balance. A couple little blips on the radar screen, but overall a pretty good first half.
Honestly, I think the Mariners have the game plan and the execution for the most part was outstanding in the first half. And probably the only thing, as their coaches are still sitting here trying to discuss their strategy before going into the halftime locker room, the only thing that bothers them is they probably feel like they could be up easily double digits, and they could be. But, you know, they're really not in foul trouble. Stansbury has two. That's not a big problem. They sat him out the last couple of minutes. I think what North has done is they've clearly, on offense, attacked the Colts Neck guards who cannot keep up with Singleton and Carrington, who have been able to break them down, get in the lane, either get a layup or pass off to a guy underneath who is wide open. Meantime, Colts Neck is in the game because of Brandon Federici, who's really kind of been a one-man show, at least was for most of the first half. But you said it, and I agree with you. if the Cougars are going to win this game, they've got to get other players involved in the offense. This can't be a one-man show. But I think for Tom's River North's standpoint, it was a very, very good first half. And, you know, going up 7 in the locker room is not a bad place to be.
All right, so let's look back. I know you saw a little bit more of it than I did as you were here earlier. Lakewood pulling a 57-42 win over Mattawan. The Piners, as the top seed, go back into the semifinals, a spot which they occupied almost inherited just about every single year for so long. But now this team kind of getting back on a little roll right now.
Yeah, you know, as they come in, as you said, as the top seed, and I'll call the lukewarm favorite to win this, because I don't, there's certainly not an odds-on favorite. Mattawan had been the surprise of the tournament as the 24th seed, had won a couple of games to get to the quarterfinals, including an upset of CBA in the round of eight. And honestly, Lakewood was really never challenged. That's the wrong word, Matt. Lakewood's lead in the opening game really was never an issue. They jumped out early, built a double-digit lead. In the second half, the Huskies a couple of times got to within 7-8, but really never threatened at all. And you never felt like Mattawan was going to be able to win the game. And Lakewood, I thought, did a good job of protecting the lead with players like Tyrese Beverett and Ben Watson underneath, who caused some problems. And the Piners advance to the semifinals, where they'll play the winner of this one. What's interesting is whoever wins this tournament is going to win it for the first time in a long time, or the first time ever. Lakewood last won it in 1991, Matt, and they're the last Ocean County team to win it. Colts Neck, who got to the finals last year, has never won it. Toms River North has never won it. The Jackson-Manasquan game, I believe Manasquan last won it like in the 60s, something like that. And then you would have Point Beach-Manalapan. Manalapan never won it, and Point Beach won it way back in the days when you and I weren't even a blip on the radar. So, you know, this event that's been dominated by teams like CBA and Neptune, really, for the most part in recent years, is going to see someone hoist that trophy next Saturday afternoon at Monmouth University, who has not had that for an awfully long time or ever.
Makes it fun, you know, in a way it does. I mean, you figure, like, the teams that we've seen dominate really the last several years or ever since the Shore Conference Tournament, certainly Neptune and CBA. I mean, those are the two teams that usually you consider perennial favorites year in and year out. To have somebody new or that hasn't won it in a while, I'm good with that.
And I agree. You know, I always said this when a tournament like this, there's two things, two totally different stories. There's what we have this year in which parity reigns and it's wide open, or there's when you have that great team that you just wonder, can somebody beat them? You know, and they're by so far the dominant team, you know, and then everyone, it's like everyone against them. You know, you don't have that this year, but it does make for an interesting event. Of course, on the girls' side, we've sort of got the flip. It's the, you know, the Final Four occupied by St. John Vianney and Red Bank Catholic, who most years you can almost just write in. Well, they'll get to the semifinals and maybe the finals. Point Borough is in it for the first time, and good to see them in Middletown South knocking off Rumson. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale every Wednesday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have a laser tag party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Klee's Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights is open 7 days a week, and glad to see so many friends have returned to enjoy a local tradition since 1931. They feature happy hour at the bar Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. with half-price appetizers and drink specials. You won't want to miss Klee's winter specialty nights. Tuesday is family pizza night. Thursday is prime rib night, and you'll find oyster specials on Fridays. Don't forget, Klee's is your official headquarters for the Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 9th. The height of good times is Klee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard.